Hey, I'm Dr. Brian McKay, Core Health in Darien. Yes, the nice weather's here. Are you playing more tennis and are you playing more golf? Well, biggest question I'm getting lately is, what's the difference between tennis elbow and golfer's elbow? Well, there's a lot, and I hope you watch the rest of my video to learn about it. But the first thing is, tennis elbow is lateral epicondylitis. Golfer's elbow is medial epicondylitis. So it's the same basic area, just one's on the inside, one's on the outside. Now, watch the rest of my video and you're gonna learn the major differences between golfer's elbow and tennis elbow. I'm Dr. Brian McKay, Core Health. Thanks for listening.
What is the difference between tennis elbow and golfer's elbow? If you've ever experienced pain in your elbow, you may have wondered if you have tennis elbow or golfer's elbow. These two conditions are often confused due to their similar symptoms, but they actually affect different parts of the elbow. Tennis elbow, also known as lateral epicondylitis, is an overuse injury that affects the tendons on the outside of the elbow. On the other hand, golfer's elbow, or medial epicondylitis, is an injury that affects the tendons on the inside of the elbow. While they may share some similarities in terms of pain and discomfort, understanding the key differences between these conditions is crucial in order to receive proper diagnosis and treatment. Tennis elbow is typically caused by repetitive motions of the wrist and forearm, such as those used in tennis, hence the name. It is characterized by pain and tenderness on the outside of the elbow, which can radiate down the forearm. On the other hand, golfer's elbow is caused by repetitive motions that involve gripping and flexing the wrist, such as those used in golf swings. The pain associated with golfer's elbow is felt on the inside of the elbow and can also radiate down the forearm. While both conditions can cause discomfort and limit the range of motion in the affected arm, the specific location of the pain is what sets them apart. Contrary to its name, tennis elbow can affect not only tennis players but also individuals who perform repetitive arm motions or activities that strain the forearm muscles. The primary cause of tennis elbow is overuse and repetitive stress on the tendons that attach to the bony prominence on the outer side of the elbow. This constant strain can lead to small tears in the tendons and result in inflammation and pain. The affected area may also feel weak, making it difficult to grip or lift objects. Pain often worsens when performing activities that involve gripping or twisting motions, such as shaking hands, turning a doorknob, or even holding a cup. When diagnosing and treating your elbow pain, you'll want to consider the specific symptoms and treatment options for each condition. Tennis elbow, also known as lateral epicondylitis, is a condition that occurs when the tendons on the outside of the elbow become inflamed or damaged. The main symptom of tennis elbow is pain on the outside of the elbow that may radiate down the forearm. This pain is often worsened by activities that involve gripping or lifting objects, such as holding a tennis racket or a hammer. In severe cases, the pain may even be present at rest. The main symptom of golfer's elbow is pain and tenderness on the inner side of the elbow. This pain may radiate down the forearm and can be aggravated by activities that involve gripping or flexing the wrist. Other symptoms may include stiffness, weakness, and difficulty in making a fist or gripping objects. Golfer's elbow is commonly seen in golfers, but it can also affect individuals who participate in other sports or activities that involve repetitive wrist movements. It is important to seek medical attention if you experience these symptoms, as early diagnosis and treatment can help prevent further damage and promote a faster recovery. Well, if you live in Darien or New Canaan and have either tennis elbow or golfer's elbow, you can be certain that Core Health Darien can help treat either medial or lateral epicondylitis. We use shockwave therapy to repair the damaged tissue. We treat with trigenics to neurally reconnect the nerves to the brain. Don't be surprised if we use cupping and or Graston to alleviate your symptoms of elbow pain. Call 203-656-3636 or stay on and learn about a special offer to see Dr. MCK.
Thanks for watching. I hope that you've learned some valuable information. I want to share with you a very special offer from Dr. McKay. It is really simple. All you need to do is click the special offer tab.